Changes are coming for students that utilize the free application for federal student aid program, also known as FAFSA. Time limits will now be imposed, allowing for 12 semesters down from the original allowance of 18 semesters. Opinion editor John Gonzalez asked his fellow Falcons how such a change will impact their student lives.
Kevin Fuentes began attending Cerritos College with the intention of transferring to a four-year university in 2 years, but his plans did not go as expected. He has found himself needing to stay here longer than 2 years and has found out that his college career can possibly take him longer than 6 years. With the new tuition increase, the students have to deal with a new problem. FAFSA has cut back on the years it will offer financial aid to all students nationwide. FAFSA will begin giving students only 6 years of aid instead of the now limit of 9. Students not only here on campus will feel the effects, but all over the nation as well. The problem students are facing with this new plan is that some students are taking longer than the 4-year plan set for college students. Undecided major Kevin Fuentes believes this will affect his life.
Well, I think it sucks because some people take longer to get through school than others, and maybe 6 years isn't enough time to complete school.
Do you think this could possibly affect you?
I think this could affect me because I have a low acceptance rate into a Cal State, and this could mean maybe I'll have to stay here longer and waste a semester or two of financial aid because I couldn't transfer.
With cutbacks being made to classes, some students are taking less classes and making it longer on themselves to get through college. Transfer Center typist clerk Karina Padilla believes these new limitations on FAFSA will also be a detriment on her studies.
As far as the question you asked me, I think it'll affect students because, as it is, schools are already getting a lot of budget cuts, so it's taking students longer to be able to finish school on time and graduate and transfer over to a four-year university. So if they're doing the cutbacks to the financial aid to only 6 years, it'll affect students who are low income and can't afford to go to school.
Although some students are finding it hard to cope with the news, other students think FAFSA has made the right move in cutting back on aid. Joseph Garcia was quoted as saying,
"Oh, that seems pretty good. Well, I think, because, I mean, 4 years is like how long it takes for somebody to graduate. So if you want to go for like for extra more years, that's like extra schooling. So I guess you should pay for that."
He went on to say that students shouldn't be getting 6. If anything, 5 is the maximum number. For Talon Marks Campus News Hour, I'm Opinion Editor John Gonzalez reporting.